Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Kay Momquist and Chip Haley, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Momquist.
So, Kay, how's your week going?
It is going wonderfully. It's got its short, its surprises, and if you like cucumbers or zucchinis, man, am I going to have a deal for you guys.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. Well, if you're anything like me, and I'm sure you are, our days are so full, meaning then that they pass by very quickly. So I know you're always very, very busy.
Yep. And I could say the same back to you. It's wall to wall. And when things finally end, it's like, wow, now what?
That's right. This month is just about over. It's just absolutely unbelievable how quick this month, or not just this month, but this year has just flown by.
That's for sure.
Okay, so today, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special guest that I'm just so happy, delighted that we're going to interview today. Her name is Susan Pierce from Kansas City. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, y'all. Glad to be here.
Oh, you bet. Susan and I kind of go way back. Guys, when did you actually become a member of MCB, Susan?
Probably about 40 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So tell us.
With allied workers.
Yeah.
You've got a few years on me, that's for sure. Wow.
So tell us, Susan, tell us a little bit about your vision loss.
Well, I've lost more of it since the older I've got. I had a detached retina and I lost sight in one eye, and I'm pretty good in the other eye. It depends on what I have to look at or what I have to read. But, you know, it's all good. I make the best of everything that I have. It could be worse.
Yeah. So now you're considered, then do you consider yourself low vision?
Very low. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, very good. Now, tell us too, Susan, I know you were married to Hank. You guys shared a life together for a time before he passed away. How long ago was it that he passed away?
6 years. We were married for 38 years until then.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Mm. And we'll talk a little bit more about Hank here in just a moment. But so what other family do you have maybe around the area or that's still living, talking about your immediate family?
I have no one here. I'm originally from Atlanta, and Hank was from Milwaukee. My best friend married his best friend. I flew up one Thanksgiving, and we met, and I went home, and UPS man brought the engagement ring at Christmas time, and I flew up in February and got married. I was in vending 7 years before him. I mean, he's like, okay. And we were married 38 years. Halfway
wow.
Married, I should say.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That is just so cool. I did not know that. That is just really tremendous. Kay, you got any questions for Susan?
Yeah. Back to the blindness thing. You said that you obviously couldn't see in one eye because of the detached retina. Did you have 20/20 vision in the other eye? Or
no,
was it?
I've always been legally blind.
Oh, okay. All right. I hated to backtrack like that, but I was just kind of curious. I had been able to see not 20/20 or whatever. I was a high partial, and that's why I'm always curious as to, you know, what kind of visual acuity you have. So as far as losing your husband, I know what that's like. I can relate to that, and you know, it's funny because no matter how long ago it is, you still memories still pop up and things like that. So you don't have any family around here? Did you guys have children or anything like that? Or
Yes, we had one daughter. We have one daughter. She lives in heaven also. She's been down 10 years. But she gave me a beautiful granddaughter, which is 15 now. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah.
And wow.
They moved to Milwaukee. Well, he got married and got me 3 more grandbabies. And so I go back and forth to Milwaukee on the train.
Okay.
Yes, I got phone calls yesterday. Are you home? Yes. So, I go up to see her a lot, and she's my baby, my pride and joy.
Now, interestingly enough, I'm actually from Wisconsin. I grew up in Janesville. I was born in Milwaukee, but I grew up in Janesville, and we did a lot of activities and things with Milwaukee at the home. At that time, it was called the Badger. Now it's got a different name. But so you travel back and forth, and that's pretty neat. Overall, I assume you've lived there long enough that you definitely would call Kansas your home or Kansas City.
Yes, I do. But I'm still, Atlanta's still there in my heart.
Oh, sure. Yep. I understand. Chip, do you have any questions? I've got some more, but they'll come later.
Yeah, we're just going to kind of go back and forth here, and that's okay.
Yep.
And, Susan, when Kay mentioned that she can relate to your loss over Hank, she too had lost her husband, Dave. Was it Dave or David?
Yeah, Biff Dave.
Okay, yeah. So that's how she can kind of relate to your situation there. Let me ask you, Susan, you told me when I called you and visited with you just briefly yesterday that you are retired. So share with us a little bit about your work history.
Oh, my goodness. Well, before I married Hank, I was in vending for 7 years. I started when I was 19 in Georgia. And then when I married him and closed everything out, I worked at Alpha Point for a couple of years. Then I had April. And then I worked for a children's center for visually impaired for 5 or 6 years. Then I went over to another school and worked for their parent teacher coordinator. Did that. And let's see, I worked for Girl Scouts. I had Girl Scouts forever. They wouldn't go away. They just kept growing up. and I love kids. And, Chip, yourself, when you do the work that you do, you have more than one job. And
right.
Hank had quite a few jobs, And he did all the community colleges, their adaptive technology stuff.
Yeah.
And plus, he had his own business, which I went and helped us, and I can install any program there ever was. And after that, he would take over, and, we worked together, and we liked it. We got along really well.
Oh, that's terrific. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I knew that Hank was really involved with technology, and he assisted a lot of people with their technology needs. But he also was instrumental. I talked to you about this, too, yesterday. That he was really instrumental, and I couldn't recall whether it was Act Now or Progressive Council, that he was really instrumental in getting that affiliate up and going there in Kansas City. Now, which one of those, again, you were telling me about that yesterday?
It was Progressive Council.
Okay,
After they retired.
Yeah.
He was sick, so he couldn't do much for Act Now, but I stayed involved as much as I could.
Yeah.
I took care of him 24 hours a day, almost 7 days a week until it was time for him to go home. And I understood. And I'm very involved in my church. I'm an elder, and so that takes up a lot of my time now.
Yeah, that's cool. Susan, I remember a time, not only was Hank really involved on the state level with MCB, but I know you guys were really involved on the national level as well. I remember a time that he actually won the raffle, the 50-50 raffle. I think it was like $500 or maybe even more than that.
Yes, in Houston.
Yes, that's right. And I was just like, wow, go! That, I was just so terrific. So, but I was a little disappointed that he didn't call and want to take me out to dinner when he got that $500. But
No, I did.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kay.
Well, how did you get involved with MCB? Since you obviously, you know, lived in different places and whatever, in what way did you get involved? And then where did it escalate from there? I mean, you know, what all happened there?
Well, I guess it's been so long. I guess we just heard about it through back then, Kansas City Association for the Blind, which is Apple Point now. And, you know, one thing, Hank and I, we can't just get involved. We get involved. Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
And, you know, it's when you find something you like and enjoy doing and knowing what you can do. My favorite job and all my affiliates was membership. I love doing membership. I love meeting people. I have funny stories. But, you know, if I can make one person happy and one person smile, that's what I do. And I have to be like that.
That I agree. And it's fun to mentor people and to meet people and to feel like you're actually making a difference in their lives. And I can understand that.
Okay, let me jump in here, kind of interrupt you a little bit here. I was talking to Susan yesterday, and I was just so amazed that she remembered this. But when I was president from 2000 to 2004, she had approached me. And before I even got the words out of my mouth, she knew exactly where I was going with it. She knew exactly what I was talking about. She had approached me and wanted to be part of a welcoming committee. So that when people, you know, attended our convention, as they came in the doors or leaving, whatever, she was always going to be there with a smile, welcoming them. And, you know, she just, I thought that, you know, that would be such a terrific job for her because I love her personality. You know, she's just a very open person. She's very friendly, always smiling, always happy, all those kind of things. So, you know, I was just so pleased that she had approached me to do that. But the thing that amazed me that she actually remembered that. Gosh, that was so long ago.
Oh, I remember everything. Dumbass, what I had for dinner last night.
Well, you know, I think a welcoming committee is a great idea, because especially at conventions, because when you walk into a room as a blind person, you don't have any idea who's there or anything like that. Whereas, if you can see, You can you know, look around the room, oh, there's so-and-so or whatever. And so to have somebody welcome you at the door and kind of give you a brief, you know, hey, it's good to see you. And by the way, here's who's here so far. You can't mention everybody, but you can try, you know. And I think that to me is so important, because then people aren't just wondering who's there. And if, especially if they're new, who is it, you know? So I good for you. I honestly wish that a lot more, organizations for and of the blind would have that when we have get-togethers and things like that.
Well, maybe we can reinstitute that. Yeah. So, yeah, go ahead, Susan. I'm sorry.
I love doing membership. So, you know, when someone walks in a room, like you said, they don't know where to go. Or, like I say, we've had Hank and I and a few others offer to come over and sit with us. And
yeah.
Yeah, you bet. Like yeah. Yeah. Now, Susan,
I'm,
I know.
Too, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Susan, I know you're a member of the Library Users. How long have you been a member of Library Users now?
Just a couple of years.
Okay.
Not very long.
Yeah, and before that, what group were you a member of?
I did AT. I think I did everything.
Okay. All right.
With Hank, BRL, and one thing and another.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Kay. I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
No, that's fine. That's fine. And too, just kind of pop back and forth. So you're still involved with with your affiliate or not, or, you know?
No, not at this time.
That's fine.
Well, you're no longer there. And
sure.
I just want to keep my foot in the door and Library Users, or maybe AT this year. I'll switch up.
Yep. Well,
technology.
I was going to ask you, since your husband, you said, was into technology, are you also into technology as well?
No.
Interested, or would you rather just...
Okay. This is how I feel about technology.
Okay.
If it's broke, I turn it off, turn it back on. If it doesn't work, I unplug it. If it doesn't work, then I call my buddy. I call somebody. Or then, okay, forget it. I'll go buy another one. No, I live on my iPad. I have a large one, and everything I own, everything I do, everything I've ever needed to know is on my iPad.
There you go.
And that's what it is. I don't, you know, computer, I can, you know, iPads are wonderful. Apple is wonderful. And
yeah,
it
definitely has its purpose, that's for sure. I mean, with me, it's the iPhone, but it's just amazing what the iDevices have really done for people that, especially, you know, with having the screen reader built in and everything else like that. It's made it so much more accessible and easy to deal with once you get past that hurdle. Yeah. But,
and, you know, if I have any problems, I call my granddaughter. She will tell me anything.
There you go.
I got a new iPhone, and I called her, and I said, Jacqueline, how do you turn it off?
Yep, we've all been there.
Kids are wonderful.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, Susan, you mentioned you're currently a member of Library Users. You were former member of BRL and all that. What other programs in MCB that you really enjoy doing? You ever gone to camp or done some of those other things?
Camp, or, you know, we never had the time. It's always family vacations, or, you know, or doing stuff that we have to do. But, you know, we really enjoyed going to national convention, because I've done things there that I probably wouldn't have never done.
Yeah. So are you going to be participating virtual this year, or are you going to be doing it, going to Omaha?
No, I will do it virtually. Whatever you said.
Okay, all right.
I'll be home. Yeah.
I did want to ask you, you mentioned April, which I just completely forgot until you mentioned her name. Guys, shame on me. So is she doing okay these days?
Well, she passed away 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Heart attack, yeah.
Okay.
Like I say, I'm sorry, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
That's okay. She gave me a beautiful granddaughter that's 15, and Daddy married and got me three little more. And, you know, stepmom and I are best friends. And
right.
Really right. Good. So you're my
family. yeah. Okay. All right.
No, life is good. It's, you know, it is what it is. And, and I get sad. And yes, I do get sad. And yes, I do miss both of them. But, you know, I look at what I have. And, you know, I've lived in my house over 40 years. And I've got a lot more than most. And I've got good friends and a good family, to, you know.
Sure.
I'm blessed.
Yeah. So you mentioned your faith and your church. So do they provide transportation for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the number one problem that we've got is transportation, I think, personally. But,
you know, you can do so much online. I do my groceries and my pharmacies. Old fashioned, and they still deliver, and mailman knocks on the door when I got a pack. I can literally stay in my house for 3 weeks and nobody would miss me, except for church people.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned some of the things that you've been doing in MCB. Is there anything about MCB, the organization today? I know you've been a part of the organization for quite a long time. And I know things evolve and things change and progress and all that. Is there anything that comes to mind as you reflect over your time in MCB that is no longer in existence, but something that you really found enjoyable?
Oh, my gosh, that's so hard to say. But the only thing I'd like to see, bringing in more younger people, and that's something we've all said for years and years and years. And we were the young people at one time, Chip, remember?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like, But, you know, kids are I love kids. And like I said, my background is kids, early childhood, working at the Children's Center and working with Girl Scouts.
Yeah. That is great. Yeah, that's great.
So, And that kind of dovetails with my next question as to, you know, what types of hobbies do you have or things of interest that you do? And obviously you mentioned the Girl Scouts, which good for you. I think people need direction and just interaction and things like that rather than just their iPhones or their whatever. So what other types of hobbies do you have that are of interest to you?
Okay. Well, I like sports, of course. And I had the need for speed. I grew up in racing. My dad raced, my brothers do. So we were in Birmingham. I went over and went 140 miles an hour in a pace car. I loved it.
Wow.
That's cool.
I know. And then I have a thing that I do every year that I know it's odd. I send Christmas cards to children and to people, our shut-ins, and exchange cards. And now this past year is like 10 or 15 all over the world. And so that's my hobby. I start getting stamped in January and I go through the years. And last year I had quite a bit. My mailman, I had from me when he comes. He knocks on the door, Susan, you have mail. I do, there's schools that with kids and they'll send me cards and I'll send back to them their classroom. And it's really fun. And people in nursing homes, there's a list that I can acquire and send it to people that don't have family or don't have anything. And I was pretty early in the middle and I'm out. I love it. I'm a Christmas card fanatic. And a lot of these big people get my cards.
I was going to ask you, how do you find those lists of people that are shut-ins or that, you know, might enjoy Christmas cards or something like that? That's a neat idea.
Well, through Facebook, there's like Christmas card exchange. And, I've exchanged to people I don't know, but it's fun. We send recipes back and forth. This is like my fifth year doing it. And I needed something to do. And it started out being, 30 or 40 cards. Now it's like a little bit more than that.
Wow.
I sent 700 cards last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't send them all at one time. Especially the ones that go overseas, and they're forever stamped for that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool getting them back from London and from Paris and Rome. It's like so cool.
Yeah.
And the schools, with the little kids that do projects, and this one classroom, she has kids with special needs, and they sent me cards back, and it was so cool just to get those. Mm-hmm. And so, it all comes back to people and doing things for them.
Sure.
Enjoying what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
That's really nice. I'm sure people enjoy getting something from somebody just to lighten up their day. And
I enjoy it. It makes me feel, just to know that somebody actually sat down and wrote my name on, a card and signed it.
Yeah.
An address sticker.
Yeah.
So I do that.
But Susan, coming from Atlanta and Hank coming from Milwaukee and you guys wind up in Kansas City, were you guys, into sports at all? Were you involved like with the Atlanta Braves or him with the Milwaukee Brewers or?
No, not at all. And, I like football. I do. And I always keep an eye on my Falcons. And but I like the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But, as for sitting there watching the game, I can't do that. Because I could look too violent. I'm not one. I just want to know the score. I'll watch, Super Bowl, Super Bowl party. And I was, get her to leave the ring. She's got to throw something to TV.
Yeah.
But, it's fun. And I like sports, as I said, racing and football. And I like the Olympics. I watch them.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I like movies.
So, do you have a favorite movie or?
Oh, I have one. It's a very old movie.
Yeah.
It's like Spencer's Mountain. It's about kids. And it's kind of like a Waltz's Takeoff. I like that. And, musicals. Hank and I both like musicals.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
So
Okay. Well, Susan, is there a chance that? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think we enjoyed stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
But But Susan, since we're meeting for the first time in the last couple of years in person for our state convention, any chance you're going to make the trip across the state to St. Louis?
You know, I'm seriously thinking about it. I'm thinking about it now. I like going. I enjoy the people. Okay, I go for the people. I do pay attention sometimes.
The socialization's great, and I hope you make it because I would love to meet you. That would be great.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
have lunch. We'll
yeah.
have lunch.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you too. Yeah. So let me ask you too, Susan. Is there anything about Susan Pierce that nobody knows? I told you we're gonna ask you this question. Is there anything about Susan Pierce that really nobody knows except those that are really close to you, your immediate family? You know, anything that you would like to share with folks that that maybe really nobody knows about Susan Pierce?
Oh yes, there is, and nobody's allowed to tease me about it. I am terrified of birds.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, so bad when my granddaughter was, you know, stayed with me so much. If there's one on my porch, I would make her, you know, 3 or 4 years old, run and get a hooked bird. Shoot away from me. Well, when I was a little girl, I caught this baby chicken. And nobody told me that the mama hen was going to get me and pet me and everything. And I brought them all in the house. Everybody was screaming. My mom was screaming, let the baby go. And it's like, that's my baby. Mama hen didn't like me. And so it's birds.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Very interesting.
I know people that are afraid of birds. It's just the idea of the whole fluttering and flapping. I used to raise rehome and rehab and all kinds of stuff. The bigger birds like cockatoos and macaws and stuff. So around our house, birds are the coolest thing, but I actually know of several people that when they came over, we had to put the birds away. I mean, I'm talking, my brother-in-law is 6 foot something, and it's not funny, but it is funny. I mean, the guy is absolutely terrified. He will crawl under a table. He's this big guy, and a bird comes flapping after him, and he was just.
Yeah, you know, I will take spiders over birds. Just, it is, because I can hit them and kill. Birds, I don't know where they're coming from.
Yep.
And anybody on this phone call, if they scare me, if I come to convention, I will get you.
Do you remember the movie that came out years and years ago called
Birds?
Yes.
What was that, Alfred Hitchcock or something?
I think
like
it
that?
Was.
But it's just the idea of something in my face, or, you know, a fly or something. Because when you don't expect it and it's there, I mean, they all laugh at me, especially when I make my granddaughter, when she was little, go get the birds, baby. She would automatically go somewhere. There's a pigeon. Oh, get him. Get him, baby.
Yeah.
You're used to it. No, I'm not.
Well, Susan, in closing, do you have any words of encouragement maybe that you would like to share with folks that may be struggling with their vision, or, you know, whatever, you know, they may be encountering? Any words of encouragement that you would like to share with people?
You know, this day and time, this technology, if you don't know, call somebody. If they don't know, they'll tell you. And ask for help if you need it, which is hard for me to do. And always make every day count, because you never know when you'll lose somebody that you love, or something could happen.
Yes. And yeah. That's, very that's good. Me. Yeah. 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 Well, thank you
I
for sharing
agree
that.
More.
You bet. You bet. Well, Susan, again, we appreciate you being on Meet the People of MCB. We really do appreciate it. And again, I just love your personality, and we do hope that you'll be able to make the trip. Yeah, we do hope that you'll be able to make the trip over to St. Louis for the MCB State Convention in October, because I know a lot of people want to see you again. I know a lot of people want to see a lot of us again. And so, but
I definitely enjoyed our talk, and like I said before, I really hope you can make it. That would be great.
Yeah. I enjoyed meeting you. Thank you. This was fun.
Yeah, you bet. I told you it would be fun. Yeah, okay.
See, and that's the way it should be. It's just you know, there's no reason to be nervous and just keep it fun.
You bet.
Yeah,
you bet.
Like only the three of us here. But thank you guys for having me. And
oh, yes. Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Kay and I to interview, you can call me or have them call me at 417-540-9703.
Or you can call me, Kay, at 608-436-2610.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this week's edition of Meet the People of MCB. Please continue to stay tuned and tell others about the Meet the People of MCB. We would love to have them listen in as well. You never know, you might hear yourself next time right here on Meet the People of MCB. Thank you so much and enjoy your week, everybody.
Thank you all so much. Bye-bye.